Well, our next conversation may not be an appropriate one for young kids, but it's an important one for college students. For decades, they've been told that no means no when it comes to determining if sex is consensual. Yesterday, California Governor Jerry Brown signed the so-called Yes Means Yes law, which requires that there be an affirmative, conscious, and voluntary agreement. In other words, a yes, either spoken or delivered in, say, a nod of the head. Scott Detrow is Sacramento Bureau Chief for KQED, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. And Scott, why did lawmakers change this language that's been around for decades?
Well, the goal is to make things as clear as possible and to get rid of the defense of they never said no or I thought they were okay with what we were doing. I think there's also an element of making this an active part of the decision-making process, that by pausing to check and make sure that things are okay, that will make people more aware that both people aren't always necessarily on the same page about what happens next.
Yeah, and the bill not only requires this affirmation, but it outlines what doesn't count as a yes. So, for instance, no resistance doesn't mean yes.
That's right. The consent has to be clear. It doesn't necessarily have to be verbal, but the law does draw a lot of lines when it comes to what doesn't count as consent. As you mentioned, simply passively going along with things doesn't count. The fact that people are already in a relationship or have had sex before, that doesn't count as consent. And this has gotten a lot of headlines. If a person is intoxicated, drunk or high, that does not count as consent either.
Well, but that seems like a sticking point. We're reading Lena Dunham's new memoir in which she talks about her escapades in college. And a lot of it was in a drunken haze. And you know, what are the questions there? What if both partners are drunk?
Right. And that's raised a lot of questions, and it's not quite clear how that would play out. I mean, it's no secret there's a lot of drinking on college campuses. And some critics have said that this language can create a lot of problems and open a lot of doors for possibly unwarranted sexual assault charges. But I will say that Governor Jerry Brown does have a track record of vetoing measures that he thinks could be impractical to enforce or carry out, even when he ultimately supports their goal. And the governor has signed this into law, so he clearly dismissed those concerns.
Right. The law says that someone who's drunk, drugged, unconscious, or asleep cannot grant consent. Well, this comes after the White House recently took steps to address what some are calling a sexual assault epidemic. The White House report says 1 in 5 female students fall victim to sexual assault in college. The California system is announcing changes within the colleges, including an advocate for victims on every campus. What does the bill say further about what colleges have to do?
Well, you know, the consent language got the most attention, but this is a really important part of the law. A lot of colleges have handled sexual assault claims really poorly because either a lack of resources or a lack of training or a lack of set protocol. And this says if you're a university or college and you want money from California, you need to have a very detailed policy. You need set procedures for how to handle complaints, how to help and how to interact with the alleged victim. You need to make sure that there are people who are properly trained involved in the proceedings in terms of counseling, in terms of treatment, in terms of the investigation. And you need to make sure that your school has things set in place and you're not just kind of doing things on the fly as they come up and that everything's across the board and very standard. So the hope is that these set rules and policies that schools need to put in place goes a long way toward creating standard and appropriate responses to these sexual assaults.
Scott Detrow, Sacramento Bureau Chief for KQED, on the new law there in California. It's called Yes Means Yes. It requires an affirmative, conscious, and voluntary agreement to sexual relations. And Scott, we're going to keep following this, check in on college campuses there to see how this is doing. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.